This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, you're listening to Queercast, Singapore's only LGBT podcast.
Hello, everybody. As always, you're listening to Nick D, and we are here in Hong Kong on a very gloomy Friday. Probably the city still recovering from the remnants of Typhoon Mombok. But we have with us Nigel. Nigel is the strategy person behind Hong Kong's Gay Games bid for 2022. You guys got an early head start to the bid. Welcome to the show. Thank you for taking your time out of your busy schedule to come chat with us. So, you know, I'm familiar with the Gay Games because, you know, I've studied in the U.S. and, you know, I've done a lot of sports there and been involved with the community there. But for those in Asia who's not very familiar with the Gay Games is about, can you just tell us what it's about?
Yeah, so the Gay Games started in San Francisco in 1982. A sporting and culture event that's held every 4 years. The next event will be in Paris in 2018. And Hong Kong is bidding to host the Games here in 2022. We've been working on the bid for just over 18 months, and we have a big team behind it, doing a lot of work to show the Federation of Gay Games what a great city Hong Kong is and why we should have the Games here.
But what can people expect when they go to the Gay Games?
So the Gay Games in Hong Kong would have 36 different sports, from the mainstream sports like track and field to swimming, but we're also bringing three new sports to the Games in Hong Kong. One is dragon boat racing. Very Asia-focused sport. Mm-hmm. Hong Kong is a mix of towers and green space. So we're bringing a tower run, the 122 floors of the ICC building, but also trail running in the green fields behind Hong Kong. That mixed with sailing, rowing, martial arts, wrestling, powerlifting, badminton, volleyball, basketball.
It's a lot of sports.
It's a lot of sports, but we'll also bring a cultural aspect. We're in discussion with having part of the AIDS Memorial Quilt here. I believe that'll be the first time in Asia, and it'll be great to bring those cultural aspects to the gay community and the LGBTI community here as well.
I mean, I'm very excited personally because this will be the first Asian country to host the Gay Games. I mean, Sydney did host it, but you know, this will be Asia's sort of, you know, first for Asia. Also in the running is Mexico and Washington, D.C. Now, Washington, D.C. has a long history of community organizing and stuff like that. So, but why should Hong Kong win?
Why should Hong Kong win? Because it's never been to Asia. Mm. 2/3 of the world's population live in Asia. LGBT rights are slightly behind, shall we say?
Just
parts
slightly.
Of the world are in the West. And it's time to start bringing awareness to Asia. And a sports and cultural event, it's a non-threatening, non-political way to demonstrate that our community, we're great people. We can run a marathon, we can swim an open water swim. Mm-hmm. We aren't defined by our sexuality. We're people that happen to be LGBTI.
I see. So, but, you know, like I said, you mentioned that this event, you know, is going to be quite large and it will sort of get the world's attention on Hong Kong, bringing a very high visibility to the LGBT population here. How are you working with the city to support this bid?
Okay. So we're working with both LGBT community teams. Mm-hmm. Out in Hong Kong is the hiking group that was founded 2-3 years ago in Hong Kong. 5,000 members. It's the Gay Games bid team is a subset of the Out in Hong Kong hiking group team. We're also working with other LGBT groups across Hong Kong, from Interbank to Pink Dot to HK Gala, which is a legal team. We're working with local government. We're working with other community groups to try and bring as much involvement and as much breadth as we can to our bid.
So, you know, with the games, if you do win, and I do hope you guys win.
So do we.
Yeah. Are you afraid of any backlash, though?
We're not afraid of backlash. there are always mixed views on LGBTI rights. Mm-hmm. We're a non-political organisation, and our aims aren't political. Our aims are awareness and social acceptance.
Mm. Okay. So how are then, you know, you sort of, you mentioned a little bit about, you know, reaching out to organizations like Pink Dot and stuff like that, but is there sort of, you know, any plans to go to the rest of the Asia to sort of raise the visibility of this bid?
Yeah, we're talking to organizations in Taiwan, organizations in Singapore. We are open to talking to anybody in Asia that wants to engage with us and be part of the bid, and to work with us to convince the Federation of Gay Games that we are the best place to host the bid. We've actually got a community reception next week on Wednesday evening in a place called PMQ, originally called Police Married Quarters. It's a historic building in Hong Kong. And we've got Mr. Gay World flying up from the Philippines to join us. We've got the founder of Out in Singapore joining us from Singapore. And we've got members of communities from across Asia coming to help demonstrate to the FGG that we are representing not just Hong Kong, but the wider Asia region.
Wow, sounds like a party.
It will be a party on Wednesday night.
Sounds like a big party. So, you know, Hong Kong is known for, like I said, being a financial hub, you know, stands in contrast to Singapore. So what is the gay sporting scene like here?
Okay, the gay sporting scene isn't as developed as maybe other places around Asia or around the world. And that's one of the reasons why we want to help it expand and develop here. There are many LGBT athletes across the region that we know of, but because of other social constraints, they find it difficult to form sporting associations that are LGBT focused.
What are some of those social constraints?
Acceptance in Hong Kong is not as strong as other parts. Family acceptance is difficult here sometimes. There are stories of young lads and young girls on the team that find it difficult to come out to their family and friends, and through sport and things like the Gay Games, we're helping those guys. There's actually a guy on the team who was helping us, who came out to his co-workers and is absolutely over the moon. He's having a great time, he's been accepted, and it's just such a huge success story already for the Games that he's so much more relaxed and comfortable at work already.
So if you know, I'm relocating to Hong Kong or I'm visiting Hong Kong and I want to find some activities to do, like, who do I reach out to?
Look on Facebook, Out in Hong Kong Group. That's a great place to start. A number of us are hike leaders. We do yoga. We do kayaking. We do camping trips. We do all sorts of things. And it's a great way to meet people, not in the bars, just in a social environment.
That is true. Getting out of the bars. Sometimes a little bit difficult, I understand, but, you know, like, encouraging people to do. I mean, personally, for me, I've always been very involved in sports, and I find that, you know, sports is one of the last few areas where there is still sort of so you can't sort of say that you're gay because, you know, for certain reasons. For me, you know, I did swimming for many years, and because, you know, it's an environment that there is such sort of, it's very physical in that sense, and so you're afraid to come out from all the backlash that you might receive as well. So, I mean, when I sort of stumbled upon gay groups that did sports in Singapore, I was really excited, and to hear this now that there may be an opportunity for Hong Kong to host the Gay Games is really exciting. So last question, you know, where should I get dim sum in Hong Kong?
Dim sum in Hong Kong. There's a restaurant chain called Yum Cha, which is also dim sum in Cantonese. And Dragon Eye, Yum Cha, there's lots of good places for dim sum. I'll take you tomorrow morning.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us, and I appreciate you guys taking the time out to come speak with us. And I hope we'll have some good news in the future, and we'll be visiting Hong Kong again.
Excellent.
Thank you.
This episode of QueerCast was possible thanks to the support of Joy 94.9 in Melbourne, Australia's only LGBTI radio station who hosts our podcast. Keep queer voices on air and on podcast by becoming a member today at joy.org.au. We also have to thank our community collaborator, Uga Chaga, a non-profit counselling and personal development organisation for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and questioning individuals. They do incredible work for the community and you can help them continue their good work by donating. Visit www.ugachaga.com. Lastly, we want to say thank you to you, our listeners. And if you want to stay updated on new episodes or have an early sneak peek for future guests, follow us on Facebook or Instagram. Links to all our social media handles and our partners can be found in the description. Thanks, and we love you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.